Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The following shiur is based on a eulogy given by Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik for Rabbi Moshe Duber Rifkin, who is a Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Torah V'Das in New York, and a Chabad Rav. And this eulogy was published in the Heichal HaBesht, which is a Torah journal that comes out, a journal of Hasidish thought and history. And it was written in Yiddish, said in Yiddish, translated into Hebrew. So we're going to be learning a little bit about what Hasidus means and about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, preparing for Sukkos. Haba Aleinu Letova Bekarov. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, this is very, very beautiful. This year, by the way, should be a schus. Levizev ben Yehudis. Should have brachan atzlach b'chomatz yadav. Moshe David ben Yehudis Rivka. Should have a zivuk hagun. Yuri Yaakov ben Dinachasha, zivuk hagun. Hari ben Yamin ben Sarah Machla, zivuk hagun. Tuvi ben Yachad. Chayr minu minu batzcha begolder. Fushleima. Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. The Rambam very beautifully describes the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that took place on Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash in Hilchas Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav in Perek Ches. Hey Chois HaSimchazu Hecholil Makeo Menagin B'Kinor V'Nevalu V'Mitzaltayim V'Chol Echod V'Echod B'Klei Shir Shu Yodea L'Nagin Bo. They would have different musical instruments. They would have a violin and flute and cymbals, and each person with what they knew, the instruments they knew how to play, and whoever knew how to sing would sing. V'rokdin u'misapchin u'mitapchin u'mifazazin u'micharkin kol echad v'echad k'moshi yodeo v'omrim divrei shir v'sishpachos. They would jump around and dance and clap. A good time was had by all. They would say words of song and praise, and that's the definition. That's the description of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam continues, and he says it's a mitzvah to be marvi this simcha, and not everybody would do it. Only the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, Rashi Yeshiva, Sanhedrin, Chasidim, Zekenim, Ve'anshei Ma'isa. Those were the people who would dance. Only the great people, the Rashi Yeshiva, the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, the Chasidim, the Zikenim, and the Anshei Ma'isa, the men of good deeds. Everybody else would stand and watch, the men, the women, the children, they would stand and watch. So, who are these Chasidim and Anshei Ma'isa? We want to learn a little bit more about these Chasidim and Anshei Ma'isa, who would dance during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And that's what we're going to get to at the end. But first, a Gemara in Sukkot. The Gemara says, Amar Mar Zutra, Mandatani Shoeva Loi Mishtabesh, Mandatani Chashuva Loi Mishtabesh. You can learn that it's called Shoeva, you can learn that it's Chashuva. Neither of them is a mistake. Shoeva is not a mistake because it says, U'sha'avtem emayim b'sason. Chashuv is, so you draw the water with joy, so it's Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It also could be read Chashuva because it's a mitzvah Chashuva hi uba misheshes himei bereshes. It's a mitzvah Chashuva that comes from the 6 days of creation. That's the Bavli. Comes the Yerushalmi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shema Beis HaShoeva, Shemisham Shavim Ruach HaKodesh, a very beautiful Yerushalmi. Interesting. The Bavli has one approach. It talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva as being the drawing of the water. And then you have the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's She'ivas Ruach HaKodesh. It's also Matim. The Bavli should go for the Pashtus. That's Bavel. That's darkness. And then the Yerushalmi is going for the Ruach HaKodesh. That's Eretz Yisrael. That's the behirus, that's the clarity, that's the godliness. But as we're going to see, it's really not a machlokes, it's two sides of the same coin. So the Yerushalmi says that they'd be Shoei Ruach HaKodesh, they would draw Ruach HaKodesh. And then Rabbi Yonah says that there was someone named Yonah, the famous Yonah of the Sefer Yonah. He used to be one of the Olei Regalim. He would come in for the Simchas Beis HaShoev, and he would get Ruach HaKodesh. And this teaches you that Ruach HaKodesh is only Shor, it only dwells on a Lev Sameach. Why? V'hoya kenagin ha-menagin v'tiyel ha-ruach elokim. When there's music, the Spirit of God can descend. And that is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is actually brought in the Bavli by Chatani Shoeva. The Yerushalmi refers to Shem Shovim Ruach HaKodesh, Shechina Shor Mitoch Simcha. So they would, the Simcha Space of Shoeva is when the Divine Spirit would dwell. After Mayim Besosim, Mayinei HaYeshua, that's talking about Ruach HaKodesh, the Sheivas HaMayim, is the drawing of Ruach HaKodesh. So there was such a feeling of Kedusha, of Simcha, that Yonah came in, a regular person, and he left a Navi, he left it Ruach HaKodesh. So in Pashtus, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing. The Bavli is saying that Simchas Beis HaShoeva because of the drawing of the water ceremony, and the Yerushalmi says that it's Simchas Beis HaShoeva because they would draw Ruach HaKodesh. However, really, there's no machlokas at all. We have to understand the Yerushalmi. Why dafka b'shivas hamayim where they zochet Ruach HaKodesh? I understand Yayin, Nisuch HaYayin is gefaldik when the Levim would sing on the Karban Sibur. They would do Nisuch HaYayin. There you don't see that it says that they had Ruach HaKodesh. Why not there? Nechmas Yayin Yatzisot, that should bring to Ruach HaKodesh. Why dafka b'shivas hamayim? So, in order to understand the deeper meaning of the b'shivas hamayim, we have to understand barachos. Usually when you see a certain phenomena, the first time you see it, you're amazed. And then afterwards, you get used to it. Soloveitchik tells them when he was a young boy, he never saw an ocean, he never saw a sea. The first time he saw the Baltic Sea, he said it was a beautiful day after Pesach, it was the month of Iyar. I went with my cousin to see the sea. And I saw the beautiful blue water, and I was blown away, and out of great emotion, I said, Baruchi nafshi es Hashem, Hashem elokai gadal tenod, hod v'hoder levashta, hamakor b'mayim al Yosef, tohom kalavush ksiso. He started saying the parak of Tehillim, talks about the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including the wonders of water. And then he said the bracha of Osam Isiparatius. It wasn't just the bracha that you make dozens of times a day. You don't think about it. He was blown away by this bracha. He said it with such emotion, with such feeling. It was like meeting the Shechina hiding in nature when he saw that water. And since then, the Rav says that I've made the bracha Osam Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every time I see the water that I haven't seen in 30 days, I say the bracha. But it's not the same. It's hollow. The bracha is hollow. Not like it was when I first made it. So the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, she said that obviously out of humility. I'm sure he said it with great emotion and depth and feeling each time. In any event, but many of us unfortunately don't have great feeling and emotion and depth when we say brachas. So the Simcha, the Beis HaShoeva, is coming to fix that pagam. It's coming to teach a Jew not only to be amazed, to be excited about a phenomenon that happens once every 50 years, but to get excited about something that happens daily. Nature. To get excited about nature, Baruch Osam Ma'aseh Bereishis. And that's what we're supposed to see when we live in this world. We're supposed to see the godliness in nature. It's the idea of brachas. What's water? Drawing of water? Very simple. What's the big deal? Water. The answer is a very big deal. You should get very excited about water. Very excited. Water is life. We should dance before we sing Shahakol Neim, before we make a Shahakol Neim Tvar. We don't have to actually physically dance. But in our hearts, we should be dancing water right as I speak to you. There's a mug of hot water in front of me. Water. How many times have I, L'chaim, how many times have I drank water in my life? Many thousands. It's old news. I want more. I go to the sink, get some more. It's good to drink 8 cups a day. But it's old. Nothing exciting. But that's our problem. Our problem is that things get old and we have to see the Shechina in the water. In the Mishnah, there's a machlokas at the bracha on water. One opinion says you say Shahakol Nevedvaro. Rabbi Tarfin says you say Berein Nefashos Rabos. What's Pshat Berein Nefashos Rabos? They look at water and you say, wow, water is life. It gives us all life, this drop of water. You see the Yad Hashem. So that's the joy, that's the excitement of life's routine, of things we get used to, of the gray matter of life. Afruriyut shel hachayim, hahergel hamakeh tachushim. That habit, it's old news. The senses are dull. We don't have the sasan and the simcha. That's what we're supposed to do when we get water. We draw the water, we drink the water. It should be a dance. And that's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Bavli says that they would sing and they would dance, they would have sasan and they would have simcha. Had water. Water is life. And that's what we bring as a carbon to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiva Samayim. We bring the shigra, we bring the routine, and we celebrate the routine. Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem. And the Yerushalmi says, you know what happens when you get so excited about nature? Then you get Ruach HaKodesh. And that was Yonah. Yonah got Ruach HaKodesh when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shiva is both Shiva Samayim and Shiva Ruach HaKodesh, and the two sides of one coin. Somebody who can get excited about Shiva Samayim and get excited about nature, that's a person who can get Ruach HaKodesh, Mishama Yeshovim Ruach HaKodesh. The Rav relates that when he was a little boy, even though he came from a father who was a big misnagid, but I grew up in a Chabad town, Chaslovich. And I learned about Chabad. My Melamed's name was Reb Baruch Yaakov Weisberg. And he would teach us from the Sefer HaTanya, especially from the Shaar Yichud VeEmuna. And even though he never taught me Gemara, it didn't matter. I had other good Gemara teachers. My father was my Gemara teacher, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. But my Rebbe for Chassidus, Machshava, was Reb Baruch Yaakov Weisberg, and I kept that with me my whole life. A lot of my drushes come from this melamed. He gave me a new dimension of machshava. Sometimes my father would come to the cheder Thursday or Friday to test us or to see what's going on. And then when the kids said, oh, the Rav is coming, we would hide our tanyas and we'd open up their big gemaras and we'd start shuckling and learning out loud, oh, my Rav. And my father didn't realize what was going on, that it was all an act. We'd been learning Tanya. And then afterwards, I went to my chasen and brisk, and my grandfather, Reb Chaim, tested me in Gemara. I didn't know anything. I just said over the Shaar Yichud VeEmuna. I'm sure this is also humility. I'm sure he did know the Gemara quite well. Nevertheless, but he loved his Tanya, he loved his Shaar Yichud VeEmuna. But what gave me the emotion, the feeling for Yiddishkeit, the different hashkafa that I had, that was my Chabadnik Rebbe, Melamed, Rebbe Weisberg, from Chaslovich. What is Chassidus, particularly Chassidus Chabad, what are they trying to teach? They're trying to teach how to make a bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai man de boile mehavi chasida, lekayim mili de brachas. You want to be a chassid? Be mekayim brachas. see God in nature. See God every time you make a shahakol, every time you make a mezonos, every time you make a motzi lechem in haaretz. I heard from my father about my grandfather, Reb Chaim. He wasn't a chassid, but he was a lot closer to chassidus than people usually think. He said about a certain Rebbe, and when this Rebbe would make a bracha, the person listening would have to cry from great emotion just listening to this man make a bracha. And that's what chassidus does. Man boy lemehabi chassidah lekaimili de brachas. Want to be a true chassid? You have to say bracha. You have to know how to make a bracha. And that's the chassidim. We used to dance at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They would dance. They would be dancing at nature. Those were the chassidim. What's a chassid? A chassid comes from the word chesed. Chesed is hispashtus, expanding. A person who can see Ne'er Hashem in everything, sees the hispashtus as Shechina. That's a person who's getting Ruach HaKodesh. And those are the chassidim and Anshei Maisa. The chassidim who used to be at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and dance. These are the people who could see the Shechina in every common phenomenon. It also says in the Gemara that they threw torches of light. What are these torches of light? These are rays of light that shone from the Hashras, Hashchina. So we should all be zoche to be a chassid, not necessarily a chassid who wears a gartel, not necessarily a chassid who wears a bekesher or a shtreimel, but a chassid who's makayim mili de brachos, a chassid who could see the ispashtus of Hashem in all areas, life and nature, a person who can make a bracha, a person who can make a bracha with his rakshus, with feeling, with emotion, and that tzchus will be zoche, be shoev, ruach, hakodesh, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for letting me share this very beautiful talk of Rabbi Soloveitchik.